You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 43, part 3.
Holy and we have a very special guest, John. Special Ed special is with us, too.
The Bush apologist.
Say hi, Special Ed.
Hi.
There you have it.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I went to coffee, man. What a fucking nightmare that was, part 2.
What are you talking about? I think it went well. And it met Pauly B's requirements. It was 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So
I just hope
what'd you call me?
Spike's not pissed off, man.
Why would Spike be pissed off?
I'm hanging up on him. That's my fault.
And of course he's not pissed off.
Oh, man. I'm glad I'm drinking the coffee now.
Well, John.
Dude.
I just want to get a couple of miscellaneous things out there.
Yeah, off your chest?
Off my chest. Yeah, I'm a big NBA fan, and the playoffs are right around the corner. What's today, John? Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, Sunday night. So Monday, the Pistons are going to be playing the Cavs.
Really?
And I'll tell you what. Put your money on the Pistons. They're going to beat the Cavs by at least 6 points, John.
Why is that? What you got a,
no.
You got a line on that?
I don't
or
got
what?
A line. I'm just telling what? You. The Pistons are going to beat the Cavs by at least 6 points. Also.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
And how many Heat, Chipotles?
The Heat will crush the Raptors by
no
at
way.
Least 7 points. Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm a big NBA fan, John.
Yeah.
Big.
Oh, so you're doing, you're like, what do you call him?
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek.
Right.
Scotty the Greek.
So Pistons over Cavs plus 6 and Heat over to Raptors plus 7.
So there that's your
go.
Prediction for the game.
Right.
Nice. That's great. Well, that's excellent. Is that it? You don't have any more?
Well, I do have a couple other miscellaneous things.
The football scores or
no,
anything?
Don Knotts
for next year
passed away just today, John.
Oh, he did.
So next podcast I'm going to bring in a Don Knotts trivia and I'm going to give you some trivia. You know, I shouldn't have told you because now you're going to brush up on your Don Knotts trivia.
Going to go down to Thelma Lou's.
And the other thing is, I just heard about Julie Newmar today.
Hey, OP, you got a much bigger penis than Ange.
You come over here.
Going to go down to Thelma Lou's and hey, feel her pussy. I'm going to shoot her up with one bullet.
Thelma Lou, yeah, no doubt. Hey, what's did he ever hook up with Thelma Lou?
Oh, yeah, he banged her in the ass.
Sweet. Did they cover? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that episode.
Remember that?
Yeah, because Andy was like, look, man, you got to put a condom on. Dude.
Yeah, because if there's any more like you. Oh, golly. Oh, no, that's not him. That's golly.
Goober. No, that's
Gomer.
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 Yeah, Gomer.
Which, yeah, Goo was, hey, Goo, hey, Ange. And what was the other guy, Floyd?
Floyd, yeah.
Smooth.
He's now the president of the United States, isn't he? Ooh, Angie. Ooh.
That's smooth.
Speaking of 60s television, I heard a story about Julie Newmar today. Remember her? Remember?
Yeah, remember.
She was Catwoman in the Batman, original Batman series.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe I forgot Julie Newmar on my top 10 doables. And that cat suit.
Oh, no.
No. What? No doubt.
No way. Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Oh, man.
Julie Newmar and the cat woman outfit? It's, you got to be kidding me. Now, there were two cat women on Batman, right? I'm not talking about Eartha Kitt, okay?
She was the hot one.
No, Julie Newmar, the redhead, was the hot one. You guys are fags.
what are you talking about?
Julie Newmar was hot, man.
She was not hot. I liked Eartha Kitt.
She was so goddamn hot.
What about Eartha Kitt?
Nah, she was never that with that stupid
growl.
Yeah, forget that.
You guys are old school.
And Adam West had some total chemistry with Julie Newmar, and I always pictured myself as Adam West. Yeah. So maybe that's why
whatever.
That's why. I mean Bruce Wayne, not Adam West. No doubt.
He was gay, you know that?
Who?
Adam West.
What do you mean he was gay? No. He's still alive.
he was?
He's not gay anymore.
I thought he was in porn and stuff. Wasn't he in porn?
He's a reoccurring character on the Family Guy. He's the mayor of Quahog.
What's that?
That's where the Family Guy lives, in Quahog.
Oh, that's right. I never watch that shit. I mean, hey, thanks for the gift. I'm going to watch it. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. What was I talking about? Yesterday. Did I say I went to the Wolves game yesterday?
I don't know. Did you?
You didn't, but yes.
You mean on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened at the Wolves?
That's yesterday.
Hey, John, hello. I was there too.
Yeah, because it's Sunday, dumbass. Okay, so what happened at the Wolves game?
What's the animosity, man?
I'm just a little tense, okay?
What's the matter now, man? Jesus.
I got to move in with my in-laws.
Oh. You know, I sensed that under your skin. I sensed that earlier.
Did you want to feel it?
Yeah, could I?
Under my skin?
I sensed it under your skin, yeah.
Mm. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But John, wasn't that sweet though? 8-0.
8-0. Yeah. The Wolves beat whoever the fuck they were playing.
Who were they playing?
They were playing. I don't remember.
Who the fuck was it?
Cleveland.
What was that, like a playoff game?
No.
It was regular season.
Yeah. It was the Cleveland.
Bravos or
Barons?
Barons.
Yeah. And they kicked. Yeah,
they
ass.
Sucked. The Barons, that is?
The Barons did, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, they were terrible.
It was great, too. I've never seen Jeremy that drunk in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeremy's the guy that jogs.
Right.
And he's kind of heavy, but he doesn't do it right.
But
he does it though. Right. He looked good.
He looks good now, yeah.
He looks svelte.
Svelte, is he a svelte. Listener?
Yeah.
He's a listener.
He's a dedicated listener, man.
Well, can I say hi to him?
Hi, say hi.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I got to announce him, too. He has made me his new-to-be child godparent.
Wow.
That was very excellent. Well said.
To be me, the.
The to be the. Well, they're expecting in April.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
That's great.
I thought I'd share that. You know, I thought I'd share it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
No just doubt. Just want to give something.
Give something back.
And by the way, John, you never finished your Brazilian steakhouse thing.
Oh, I was on the last one. I can't remember. I dropped the menu around here somewhere.
Well, how many Spunny Normans would you give the Brazilian steakhouse?
Oh, man. Hundreds.
Hundreds
of Spunny Normans. I could sit there all day, man. Have you ever been there, Scott?
I've never been there, no.
Holy shit.
John.
You'll have to take me.
We got to take the damn virgin with us next
Maybe
time.
Maybe we could do a remote. At the Brazilian steakhouse.
And we could stay there all night, you know?
It'd be hot. I already have that problem.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I got a...
Fucking sickened me, man.
I got some criticism about that. Some, you know, verbally, not through email, not through... Just people came up to me that listen to the show, and they're like, hey, man.
You smell.
What the fuck was that? I didn't need to know that. Shit.
About what?
About my goat's ass experience and my Pulse Raisin Bran diet from the last podcast.
So?
Hey, we're just trying to be honest here.
Right.
Okay?
That was a PSA, though.
Yeah, it was a PSA.
Don't eat too much Raisin Bran or blow, colon blow, or whatever the hell that cereal is.
Well, I think I got to get back on the Raisin Bran because I'm moving in with the in-laws, so I don't want to clog their toilet. You know what I'm saying? So their toilet.
Well, I thought you were going to just stop by the studio and lay one.
Yeah, I could do that, but that's like a block away.
You can walk over there with the dog.
But then, yeah, you know, it's a toss-up because if I do go with Post Raisin Bran, then their toilet paper bill is going to, like, go through the roof because I go through a whole goddamn roll with just one, you know, pinch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Scott, go to John's house.
No.
Go I to tried John's that house. Earlier tonight.
Yeah, this is what it was. Well, what I loved about it was, hey, do you got any matches? No. Are you taking a dump in there? Well, yeah, I'm not allowed to do it in my house, so I'm just going to do it at your house. Wait a minute, pal. I'm not family, okay?
So?
Don't share me or share you with me.
So you'd rather have a family member come over and take a shit?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, I'll remember sorry. That. Oh, does that hurt?
I'll remember that.
I would never shit in your house. Never. Maybe in the bathroom, but not in your house. Hey, are you going to watch those guys working on your house?
Yeah, every day.
Because you know that they do stuff like that, like shit inside the drywall.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll shit in your attic and you'll go up there, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not going to be cool.
There was a guy that was on the radio that talked about he was working for like... Patrick Ewing or something building his house, and the guy pissed him off. Ewing pissed him off. I don't know if it was Ewing. One of those, a star athlete. So he took a big shit in the guy's attic while he was building
his
house.
I heard that. What show was that on?
Johnny B.
Johnny B.
Yeah.
Oh, ratings are going to be coming out for the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
Radio ratings, and I got some predictions about that.
You do.
I predict Johnny B will be number one in Chicago. And I predict that Rover, that fuckhead from Cleveland, he's like going to have a 0.2 share. That's what I predict. He's going to totally suck.
Hey, did we mention this is the heavy metal episode? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
No,
yeah.
We didn't.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, it's the heavy metal episode.
I got to stop drinking, man. I seriously got to stop drinking.
All right, John. Well,
it's the drinking, dude. It is the drinking.
Let's get into some quick science news.
All
chocolate
right.
Can cut the risk of death by 50%. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. This is the biggest, longest study so far to confirm the benefits of cocoa. Not sugar, John. There's a difference.
Cocoa.
Eating the equivalent of one-third of a chocolate bar every day also lowered blood pressure, but researchers say the reduction in death risk came instead from cocoa's antioxidants and flavanols, which help the lining of the blood vessels and disrupt cholesterol's role in causing heart attacks, cancer, and lung disease. Nice. So eat up that chocolate.
Hey, was that the goddamn washing machine stopping that I heard?
Yes,
just
it was.
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Holy fuck.
It's
I didn't
done.
Hear it.
Not much of a studio when you can hear the washing machine go. That's great.
In other science news, I'm going to ask you a question, see if you can answer me. How about that?
All right.
Drug companies will not make a male birth control pill. They can do it, but they won't. Do you know why, Ed? Do you know why they won't do it?
I haven't got a fucking clue.
John, do you know why they won't do it?
Because...
Come on, don't look it up on the internet.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Why they wouldn't make it for a man?
Right. They have the ability, but why don't they make it for men? Birth control pills.
I don't know.
Because men won't take it. According to the original engineer of the female birth control pill, Carl DeJarcy says he would make a male pill today based on the same hormonal logic that guided development of the female pill. But he says no company is interested because men won't take such a pill because there might be a slight risk of impotence. And men care more about preserving their fertility, even in old age, than about sparing their partner an unintended pregnancy. Isn't that great, John? Yeah. So men will take like anything to get a hard on, but they won't take something to stop the semen. But then you got real men like me, John.
Stop the semen.
Who go get the Vaz. That's those, a real man.
Yes, yeah. You're insane.
I've spread enough seed. You know what I'm saying?
Scott, I'm with you, buddy.
There you go. You have one?
It's two of us in the house.
Oh, you got
all right,
you got
special
snipped?
Ed with the Vaz, too.
Oh, my God.
Come on, John. You're next, buddy.
No.
You know what? We'll do it for you.
No. Yeah, thanks. How much did that cost, do you think?
For me?
Yeah.
$20.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I don't know how much mine was.
Oh, man.
John, I'm fixing to
there's no way I could have a knife by my nuts.
It's not. It's by your balls. And the way you were.
Wait a minute. Well, it's by your balls.
On
it's
one of the podcasts, you were saying you sat on your ball, so they hang low. So the knife wouldn't be anywhere near your microphallus. You
my
know what I'm saying?
I said nuts. And you said it won't be. It'll be by your balls.
It'll be by your balls. That's stupid, John.
You're the one who said it.
All right. Two more science stories left. You can make better buying decisions by not thinking about them. In a study, people made simple decisions more wisely when they consciously compared the options. But when the choices were more complex, people who were deliberately distracted with an anagram game made better decisions than those who focused on the purchase option. The study also found that the longer you think about each complex buying decision, the less happy you are with the result. Here's the theories behind it, John. Your unconscious
brain can do complex
reasoning. Two, it can handle more information than your conscious brain can. And three, because it's less memorized by a few factors, it's more able to consider others, whatever number three means.
That's out of sight.
So what they're saying here is go with your gut. First, the first thing that pops you in your mind, do that.
Nice.
That's what you do. Well, except if you're on the phone with Daisy, and then you got to be careful. But other than that, last story.
She's cute, ain't she?
Last science story. The new alternative energy source. Do you know what it is, Ed? John? New alternative energy source.
Turkey poop.
Close. Ed is very close. It's dog poop.
Dog poop.
Nearly 4% of residential waste in pet-friendly San Francisco is dog feces.
Nice.
The city, which recycles most of its garbage anyway, will have dog poop collected from a local park and dumped into a methane digester.
Sweet. Ugh.
This is a tank with bacteria feed. I'm sorry. It's a tank in which bacteria feed on feces for weeks to create methane gas. The methane can be piped to stoves. Isn't that refreshing?
Oh, yeah.
And other gas-based appliances or machines. Experts warnings, don't try this on your own home, since animal waste contains disease-causing germs, too. It won't catch on till regular gas and electric get more expensive. Layman's reaction, if it does catch on,
who's scratching?
I'm buying an electric stove. And there you have the
I heard the word Daisy.
News.
Sorry.
I don't think I'd want dog poop to fuel my stove.
You know, I read that in Los Angeles, they had a contest. What's the wackiest street name in Los? I don't know this is where it's at exactly. Far From Poopin' Road is the name of the street.
Far From Poopin' Road.
Far From Poopin' Road. The only road to Constipation Ridge, lost to divorce court and psychopath, which placed number one in an online poll of the nation's wildest, weirdest, and wackiest street names. Mitsubishi Motors sponsored the poll on the Car Connection website, and more than 2,500 voters cast their ballots during a week of voting that ended this month. Winners were announced on Friday, Scott. And
don't forget about Ed.
Ed, sorry, and Ed too. You too, Ed.
Thanks.
And special Ed.
Still left out. I'm hurt.
But here they are. The complete 10 list, top 10 list is number 10.
Hold on, before you start, I'm sorry. I used to live in Los Angeles.
Did you?
Yes. You know what street I lived on?
No.
And I hope, I wonder if it's in the top 10. I lived on Bush Pigs.
Bush Pigs Way?
Yes.
Bush Pigs Boulevard?
Yeah, the Bush Pig. I was like 910 Bush Pig Road. Did that make it?
Let me see. Actually, we have number 10, Tater Peeler Road in Lebanon, Tennessee. Number 9, the intersection of Count and Basie in Richmond, Virginia. Number 8, Shades of Death Row in Warren County, New Jersey. 7, Unexpected Road in Buena, New Jersey. Number 6, Bucket of Blood Street in Hallbrook, Arizona. Number 5, the intersection of Clinton and Fidelity in Houston. Number 4, the intersection of Lonesome and Hard Up. Lonesome and Hard Up in Houston. Number 3, Far From Poopin' Road in Tennessee. The only road up to Constipation Ridge. And 2, Divorce Court in Heather Highlands, PA. And the number 1 was Psychopath in Traverse City, Michigan.
Well, you know, I used to live in Skokie, John. I lived at the corner of Pac and Cushups. Do you remember that? You used to come over to my house.
I do. It was really hard to say, though.
Yeah. Because you mix it up all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I'd say, you know.
Pock push-ups?
Right, but it was Pock Cushups.
Pock Cushups.
The corner of Pock and Cushups.
Yeah.
Cock push-ups? Mm-hmm. Cock push-ups? Cock push-ups?
Right.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Did I tell you that?
No, what are those?
Yeah, they're...
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
It's still funny to me. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Right, but it was Pac Cushups is the corner that I lived on. The corner of Pac
and Cushups.
Fuck my ass. What else?
That's out of sight.
All right, so is it time to turn our attention towards special ed, the Bush apologist?
Oh, wait a minute. I got a funny story. I read this today. Can I read something real quick?
Today on Sunday?
Today, yeah. Okay. Obsessed. It is. I did. Today.
Yeah, today.
Sunday. Why are you hassling
me? Get on with it, man.
Obsessed executives have always taken business home at night, but increasingly they take it into the bathroom with laptop computers, high-speed connections, flat-panel televisions, and speakerphones, according to a February Wall Street Journal report. Said one, I'm beside myself when I can't get my emails. However, there are problems. Ergo, sound chamber sound. The hollow voice created by typical bathroom acoustics usually gives away one's location. And the BlackBerry dunk. With one Houston repair shop saying it gets a half a dozen jobs a day of portable devices accidentally dropped in the sink or tub or worse. So, how many times have you talked on the cell phone in the shitter?
Landline in the shitter, you know. Cell phone, I don't think so. I don't get good reception in the shitter.
Ed?
I think cell phone, zero.
Landline, maybe once or twice.
I've taken the laptop in there.
I don't have a landline.
I get surfed for porn and jerk off.
But here's the deal. When I got the call and then I walked into the bathroom because I had to do duty, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I was in the bathroom for 10 hours. Because when I got to go, I got to go, John.
Yeah.
I don't mess around. I know some people. Some people are my friends. And they go in with the newspaper and they spend like 30 goddamn minutes in the bathroom.
Yeah, that'd be me.
I can't do that. When I got to go, I got to go. I guess I wait till the last minute.
Oh, I do too. But I want to, you know, kick back and it's my quiet time. Nobody can bother me.
How do you kick back on a toilet seat?
I can kick. Hey, John, I got a recliner.
John, you remember the old buddy Reiner, right?
Yeah.
At work, he used to go into the damn bathroom and read a fucking novel.
Really?
During work hours, yeah. For like an hour.
Oh, man.
And we had one shitter downstairs and one upstairs.
Well, I can see that at work, yeah. I'm gonna go in there for 20 minutes just to get away from work.
Yeah,
right. I understand that.
Yeah, right. But back then we were a 12-man office.
Yeah. But when I'm at home and when I got other shit to do, I'm busy. I'm a busy person.
Right.
I don't have time to spend 30 minutes in the toilet.
Yeah, but after a Chipotle.
Doing duty.
Chipotle,
after
yeah.
a Chipotle, you got to go. I'm sorry.
Right.
And you have 12 guys. One guy's reading a fucking novel.
Right.
Please, man. Move.
Get your ass out of there. And I mean that literally.
Take a shit by the door and shove underneath the door, you know?
Yeah.
So I can. Okay, so the phone, I can understand. The phone. But your laptop in the toilet? You don't do that, do you, John?
I've done it, yeah.
You take your laptop in the toilet? See, I don't understand that at all.
Well, you know, you don't. I need every minute of the day to do stuff. And if I'm preparing for the show, man, I got to take it in there. And then I could fire off, you know, I got the print server. So.
you can fire off something to
the
printer.
We got
fire.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Turn
so you're typing on your keyboard, right? Yeah. And you drop one, and you got to wipe. Now what do you do? What do you do with the keyboard? Do you put it on the floor? Do you
on
keep it on your lap and try to balance
or on the
it?
Bathtub.
In the bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
And that'll get knocked over.
And then you get fecal matter on your fingers, and then you start typing again.
Just lick it off.
Okay, remind me not to use your laptop.
Or shake his hand.
That's awful. Awful.
It's awful. It's horrible. Horrible.
That is horrible.
Oh, man.
Disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
So, yeah, I guess it's time for our...
All right, now before we get into our W segment, let's ask Ed some questions.
I'm George W. Bush.
Scott, you're salivating over there.
Now, Ed said that he voted for Bush twice. Not
well, actually,
that's a fact.
Once.
I voted for a senior, too.
But twice. Okay, is that counted in the count?
And that's the truth.
The W. We're talking specifically the W.
The W.
You voted for him once.
Just don't do it again.
Then the last election, you voted for him again?
Twice.
Twice.
Count it.
It's perfectly reasonable.
Okay.
One, two.
Now, do you regret this decision at all?
No, I don't, actually.
You don't? You think he's doing a fine job?
No, I think he's doing a shitty job.
He's doing a shitty job, but you think he's doing a better job than the alternative?
The alternative with Kerry, yeah.
Okay.
That needs
but,
to be fixed.
In hindsight, the guy can't fucking talk. Sorry.
Can, if John Kerry was a chimp, would you have voted for John Kerry? See, the way John and I looked at it was...
Tell me.
Anybody is going to be better than the W.
Herman
I mean,
Munster
this guy's got
was
so
more
many
evolved than a chimp.
Goddamn flaws. It's unbelievable. Not the speaking, that's just one problem that he has. The other is he doesn't listen. He doesn't want anybody's opinion. He's going to make the decisions. Here's the other one. He talks to fucking God, okay?
Right.
Isn't that a problem right there? Enough. Wouldn't, if I just put that at number one, I talk to God.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's all you need to know, is he thinks that God speaks to him. Isn't that enough to say, I'm going to vote for a fucking homeless guy instead of the W? But no.
Yeah, that's scary, man.
You chose to vote for Bush because you thought he'd do a better job than Kerry.
I did.
And why is that? Did you get caught up in all that spin crap about John Kerry not being a war hero and all that Swift boat bullshit?
Oh, I can give a shit about that kind of crap.
Okay, so what was it about Kerry?
It just didn't. He just bothered me. And he's...
What bothered it? What quantify it for
quantify
us.
Quantify it. Dead air.
Yeah, where's Spikes?
You guys had all this time to prepare for this kind of crap.
What do you mean all this time? What are you talking about?
All this time.
We what, the last 42 years of our life
years.
To know that we have a chimp in office?
Jesus
it wasn't
Christ.
That hard to figure that out.
All right, Scott, I will grant it. This moron, the chimp, did you say, is an absolute... fucking embarrassment.
He's an embarrassment, and it's worse than that. our country,
country
is going down the shitter faster than it ever has in the history of the world because of this a-hole.
And you're absolutely 100% correct.
So how can somebody do a worse job than this idiot is doing today is what I need to know. Somebody tell me.
Yeah. Well, I got some stuff.
Now, hold it. We had another.
No, hold it. You're always holding me, man. I can't say anything.
We had another. We had a Bush apologist in before.
Yeah.
What episode was that, John? Do you remember?
I don't know. Episode
TP was the Bush apologist. Yeah. And when asked a positive thing that George W. has done, do you remember what TP said?
No.
Me neither. But the reason he said that he voted for the W instead of John Kerry was because the W was better looking.
No, he
didn't.
He didn't?
I thought he said because Kerry was a jerk. He's an asshole.
That's all.
I thought it was because he was better looking.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, okay. No,
I think I missed it. The very initial part of the second term, when he 9/11, Bush, I felt strongly that Bush did a good job in retaliating towards Afghanistan. We had that was all right with me. This Iraq bullshit is what it is. It's bullshit.
Well, he didn't finish the job, though.
Well, what the,
sure he did.
Afghanistan?
Mission accomplished.
No. In Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, well, no, that's still going on to this day, and that's another political bullshit that's going on that's, I can't believe some towelhead still running around there, Bin Laden, that is.
Hey, we have Muslim fans, okay?
And I have...
calling them towelheads.
Sorry.
We prefer sand monkeys.
Yeah. No, sand niggers, wasn't it?
Oh, my word.
Jesus.
Take that out.
It's total talk nonsense. Come on. I mean it in the most endearing way.
Of course.
No, but...
I'm kidding.
I find it hard to believe they can't find one bigger monkey than Bush out there in fucking Afghanistan.
Well, maybe they don't want to find him.
Right.
I think they know where he is. They're just playing around for
here's my
the end of the term.
Here's my theory. He still works for the CIA. Not he is. He still works for the CIA.
Who's that?
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Oh.
He did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can vet that.
Is that when the dad was in charge?
That's during the Reagan administration, right. When the Russians invaded Afghanistan, they helped him out, and he became like a member of the CIA. I believe he was in the CIA. But he might have been one of those operatives. What do they call those? Like the plame chick?
Undercover?
not quite. I mean, you know.
I don't know
what the hell they call him.
And whatever happened with that Scooter Libby cocksucker and Karl Rove? And it came out in the papers that Cheney was the one who said, yeah, go ahead and out this chick.
Cheney was the one.
And then he goes and blows some guy's face off.
Shot my face with a gun.
And then everybody forgets about it. What's going on? I want some justice.
I don't know.
Good old American justice, John. It takes courage.
Courage. Well, you know, Bush, for Afghanistan, reduced resources and troop levels in Afghanistan and out before it was fully secure. Not providing security in Afghanistan outside of Kabul, leaving nearly 80% of the Afghan population unprotected in areas controlled by feudal warlords and local militias. Committing inadequate resources for the reconstruction of Afghanistan, counting too heavily on locally trained troops to fill the void in Afghanistan once U.S. forces were relocated to Iraq. Not committing U.S. ground troops to the capture of Osama bin Laden when he was cornered in the Tora Bora region of Afghanistan in November 2001. Allowing opium production to resume on a massive scale after the ouster of the Taliban. And that's heroin.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in part one, I think we talked about the army letting criminals in now, right? You could be a criminal and get in the army.
Yeah.
So the next step, what's the next step, John? It's the draft is what the next step is. Let's get all the criminals in. Okay, now we don't have enough manpower.
Army training, sir!
Let's do the draft.
Right. Oh yeah, that's coming next, man. I'm thinking you're right on. I'm Beth, the lovely wife was talking about that with somebody, your theory, which is that Bush is going to cancel the election.
Yeah, he'll cancel it because we're going to go to war with Iran. Because there's a lunatic in Iran.
Yeah.
And can we? Yeah. You got anything else? Because I got a couple more Bush things.
I got 100
Bush for me. Yeah, I saw that, John.
I got 100 bullet points right here.
Well, let me just get this really quick one out there.
Get you off your chest.
The approval rating for W has fallen to 34%, John. That's an all-time low.
And what about Cheney?
Cheney's like at 18%, isn't he?
18%.
Well, when you shoot a guy in the face, I mean, what, you expect it to go up? Well, I tell you, got my way. I shot the gutter. Thought it was a quail.
Thought it was a pheasant.
What was I shooting for? Let me tell you something.
Fucking Dan Quayle.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be a better shot.
I tell you.
See, it should have been Dan Quayle and President Bush. That would have been a good ticket.
Specifically on Iraq, Bush's approval rating fell to as low as 30%. Now, who are the 3 and 10 idiots that think that we should be in Iraq? Who are those a-holes?
I'm a little late here. There we go.
Time delay. Timing, John. Timing.
Timing.
You know, we talked about genius before.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between genius and stupidity. But there's also timing involved, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember the Dixie Chicks?
Right.
Yeah.
It's fuzzy math.
Now, there's a bitch.
They were right, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, all they did was say that they were basically disappointed in being from Texas because of him.
Well,
not
wouldn't
disappointed.
You be?
They were, yeah.
Because Texas is like last in everything, in education.
That's
in
right.
Everything. Because the W came in as a governor and he fucked that up. And somehow he got into the presidency.
He pushed the deficit from like
Wait a
4
minute.
Billion to 10 billion.
Not somehow. Special Ed voted for him twice. And let's talk about this ladle debacle. What did I just say? Latest debacle.
Well, you know, my wife voted for him, too.
Twice?
Just once.
Okay, then you smacked her around, got some sense into her?
Terrorist attacks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Because you don't want to send mixed messages, John.
Right.
Killing thousands.
I don't.
Let's talk about his latest debacle. The, the hell is it?
I
can't even remember this stupid-ass country's name.
Or this Dubai?
Hell yeah.
Don't mess with Texas.
Dubai. Yeah, let's just turn the ports over to Dubai, whatever, ports, whatever, from the United Arab Emirates. What kind of a dumbass move is this? And here's the thing that fucking kills me, John, is he didn't even know about it.
Right.
They did the deal, and supposedly it's vetted, and he didn't even know a goddamn thing about it. Until the press came at him, after
fixed.
Him. Ah.
Right, right. But, you know, what's funny, though, is
do you believe that, Scott?
What?
Do you believe that?
Believe what?
That he didn't know about it.
Yeah. This guy doesn't even know what fucking time it is. Even if you told him about it, he's not going to know about it. He can't comprehend these things.
Well, wait a minute. If anybody who's a Bush apologist says that whatever the right or the left is saying is a bunch of conspiracy, you can't use the same argument to say that, do you believe that he really didn't know that he actually knew it? So, I mean, you can't use the same, you can't say there's an if factor and then say that people who are opposing him cannot use the same argument that there's an if factor, that he's crooked, but there's not enough evidence to prove that he really is crooked because it's my opinion based on the circumstantial evidence I see. Therefore, you can't say, well, he probably really knew about it. He's just saying he didn't. So you
right.
can't use the if argument.
Well said.
So the problem, though, is I the media is going crazy about saying they're bringing these apologists on saying that it's racist. Even this guy, Chris Matthews, who used to pal around with Carter. You know, he was like a staff dude for him, or giving him a blowjob. I don't know, but this guy's saying that it's racist that people are bitching about the fact that ports are we're obsessing about not giving ports away to the United Arab Emirates, saying we're racist against Arabs, but that's not the case. The case is that the UEA or UAE harbored terrorists. Two of the terrorists came from there, and money has been laundered through their banks.
Well, and the thing is, it's a government company. The government owns this company of the UAE, whatever the fuck that is, right? And here's the thing that nobody's saying.
Don't touch it.
The Middle East is totally fucked up right now because look at what happened in Palestine.
Yeah.
Bush is saying, yeah, we need to spread democracy. Okay, so Palestine has elections. Hamas is now in charge, a terrorist organization. So who's to say that this UAE, United Arab Emirates, if they are a democracy, I don't even know. Let's say they are. Let's say they vote in a terrorist regime.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be in control of our ports, too.
Right.
So that's the deal right there. And the other thing that pisses me off is this fucking chimp hasn't vetoed a goddamn thing in 5 years. But he's going to veto if they say no to this, if Congress says no to this deal.
Right. That doesn't make any sense at all.
It makes sense when you figure out that somebody's greasing his goddamn chimp ass and shoving a banana up it.
It's fuzzy math.
Well, I think what's funny is he won't veto a $250 million bridge to nowhere, but he'll veto the purchase or a bill to stop a country that's harbored terrorism. Even though he said that he included countries as his axis of evil that harbor terrorists. So how come they're not on the list?
Because he's a cocksucker and he's getting his dad or his buddies or whoever is getting some cash from some oil from wherever.
That's right, because they're oil merchants.
They're a bunch of cocksuckers. They're the most goddamn un-American fucking idiots ever there ever were. Was
kind of one of those
John
exaggerations.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. Except that I'm gonna drink some more of this Tennessee whiskey. You want some?
Bring some on here, John.
Sure, I'll have a hit. What is it?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. I'm looking in this article because somewhere he said the Mex messages thing again.
Oh, how did he do it?
I can't go anymore.
He's throwing this fucking
I wonder
ball
if he got it right.
Got the long cord. Oh, it's getting up. Special as getting up to get a drink. Here we go. All right, going back to my desk.
All right, so that wasn't too bad for Special Ed, was it?
It was horrible.
No, it wasn't.
Oops. Did you hear any of that?
Well, you know, I'm not a straight ticket voter, okay?
Well, you got to understand one thing about me is that I am not a Bush apologist. I do not apologize for that fucking idiot.
I know. We're just giving you shit.
I know.
Okay, so wait a minute. Wait, hold it. Now, who?
Oh, here we go.
What?
Go ahead.
What? No, what?
No, you're going to bust my balls. Who
you're going to bust my balls.
You're a Bush apologist.
No, not at all.
Well, once you rewind that a little bit, you'll find out.
Who or what changed your mind? What was it that said, boy, I may not have made the right decision? Do you still think you made the right decision to vote for Bush over Kerry?
I knew that back in the first term.
So do you think wait a minute. If you knew it in the first term, why'd you repeat the mistake in the second term?
Because I just didn't think that Kerry can fucking do the job.
Okay, so do you still believe that Kerry cannot do the job?
I think that neither one of them can do the job.
Okay, but at least Kerry can speak.
Well, Kerry can speak,
okay.
And Kerry can read.
There you go. Kerry can listen.
He can read what another fucking monkey wrote down a piece of paper, whereas Bush can't even do that much.
Well,
and here's the other thing about Kerry. He could answer questions, and he could talk about it without...
Yeah, but they're too long, his answers.
Well, that is the problem. But Bush still cannot do that without unbelievable preparation.
You know, that brings me back.
And he still looks like a chimp.
Well, Kerry looks like Herman Munster, doesn't he?
It's all about looks.
But at least he evolved.
Right.
The chimp is still back in the simian stages. Have you ever seen pictures of him as a little kid? He's got a unibrow.
George W.
Yeah.
So what happened? They wax it or electrolysis?
I don't know what they do. But what they do, man. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up, man.
I had all this shit on the NSA that I forgot to bring about how he's not allowed. Well, basically, the bottom line is he's not allowed to make those decisions because the way government works and designed by the Constitution is that Congress makes all that stuff happen. They make those decisions. The president's only supposed to execute it or vote it down. That's it. He has no power to even in a time of war, even being commander in chief, it never says that he has the power to make those decisions. Congress is the only one that can vote in those kind of powers.
Yeah.
And that's why we have that, the balance of power, so that nobody can have it by himself.
That's why I don't think it's important who in the hell is sitting in the office there, because really it's Congress that's running the whole entire show, not fucking presidency.
Well, there's where you're wrong, because when we go to a war with Iran and he cancels the election, then we're going to have four more years of the W and his stupid cronies.
Do you really think he'll last that long? You don't think he'll be in the crosshairs of some... Texas.
We're not
to bonk that off.
We're not advocating any of that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Because the pen is mightier than
the
sword.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Than the pork sword.
In Texas, I don't think that'll go over too well.
No.
A true Texan.
Well, I think Bush, a lot.
The W is not a true Texan.
No, I know that. He's from like New Hampshire or
something. No, he's not. He's from like Kenya.
Unk Mangani, Unk Mangani, Cheetah, follow me,
Tarzan. What's that?
Oh, do we have an extra mic for Phil?
I don't know.
You know what? I'll get my seat up for him.
No way, man.
No?
You sit tight. Yeah, I'll give it.
Here's an extra mic.
Let me go. Hold on. Let me go get the door.
All right. Got you getting it?
Yeah, man. Shit, it's a long way. Hey, man, what's happening?
All right.
Got a frog in your throat.
Hold on, man. He can project. Sit down.
All right. Hello? You got your mic?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Yes. All right, then. You got your stuff?
Of course I have my stuff, but before we begin my news, there's just one thing I need to say. And it's kind of a coincidence, because I heard that Scott doesn't have an internet connection. I'm having trouble with my internets as well.
Your internets?
Yes. What are the odds of that? That Scott would have problems, and I would also have problems with my internets. So, I have a truncated internet news segment tonight.
That's fine, because we're at 43 minutes.
All right, then.
So, that'll work.
It'll work out well. I only have a couple of stories tonight, John and Scott.
All right, Phil.
And whoever that guy is who I haven't been introduced to.
That's Special Ed.
All right, the Bush apologist. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I don't apologize for Bush.
Oh, fuck you.
You know what, Phil? I had a really cool story on the Da Vinci Code, but I forgot it. Have you heard that in the news?
I am not familiar with that, the Da Vinci Code.
Dan
what is that?
Brown, the writer of
Dan
the,
Brown.
The author of the Da Vinci
author
Code.
Of the Da Vinci Code.
Stole
the story.
Stole that. It.
He stole it. He's in court right now. Well, this is the funny part about it, real quickly. He's in court in London, and he's being sued by two guys
that Butch wrote Tony and Pauly B?
Yeah, but that wrote the book Holy Blood, Holy Grail, or Holy Grail, Holy Blood. I can't remember exactly what the name is. But
was this a novel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a novel. Well, actually, this is where it's going to get really interesting, because Dan Brown pushes his novel as the stuff in it are factual. Some of the information, like the Priory of Sion. You read the book, right?
Right.
And stuff like that. And these guys are saying that their research is pretty is factual. So they're almost touting that their book is historical, but they're saying that some of the way that they explain stuff is similar to what he did. But the interesting thing is the names of the two people that authored this book. Their name is like something Lay and...
Pock and Kushup?
Yeah, Pock and Kushup. I can't remember the names, but the character Lee Teabing, remember him?
Lay
Teabing. You remember that guy?
Teabagging? Yeah, I remember him.
Well, the Teabing part is an anagram for one of the author's names of the other book, and Lay, L-E-I-G-H, I think it is the last name of the other author.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah. And then there was another book in 1983 that a guy wrote called The Da Vinci Legacy, and he also wrote Daughter of God. And literally, he made a mistake in his book about a historical fact.
Now, was this a fiction or nonfiction?
It was a novel also. It was fiction. But he made a mistake about a historical fact. And Dan Brown made the same mistake in his book.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Coincidence?
That got thrown out of court. I'm going to send you a link where the guy puts like almost word for word what's in his book and what's in Dan Brown's book. And I was shocked. We'll have that for next podcast.
John, I think Picasso said that... good artists copy, great artists steal. That's right.
That's right. All right. Let's get on with it. Phil McCracken.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
And our first story tonight. Hospital to spend $25,000 to find out which employee peed in his or her coworker's toolbox.
You're in trouble now.
This is out of Baton Rouge, Florida. I'm sorry, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A Baton Rouge hospital hoping to get to the bottom of an office prank has discovered 25 employees to undergo DNA testing or be terminated. Leaders of the Woman's Hospital say a man who works in the building operations returned from several weeks off to find that someone had placed urine in his toolbox. After hearing the incident, hospital administrators sent a memo to 25 employees who also worked there telling them that the DNA test would be done unless someone came forward and admitted guilt. Since no one came forward, the hospital said the DNA testing will begin within the next few weeks. We'll check with our legal counsel first, and this is the next step in using technology to help solve a workplace incident. Hospital Supervisor Stan Shelton said Monday. Next story, John.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Next story, John. Feds want everyone to foot the bill for extending broadband to backwoods banjo pickers.
Can you say that three times real
feds
fast?
Feds want everyone to foot the bill for extending broadband to backwoods banjo pickers. That would be extending broadband to backwoods banjo pickers, John. Next story. Teen given 17 doses of radiation by mistake says she's feeling better. And photo does indicate she's a glowing picture of health. Next story, John. Today's teacher charged with trying to sell... Today's teacher charged with trying to sell heroin. Story brought to you by Fayetteville, North Carolina. A Robinson County High School teacher was arrested and charged Monday with trying to sell heroin in the neighborhood county. Christy Lay West, 36, of Lumberton, was arrested in Cumberland County on the charges of conspiring to obtain a controlled substance by fraud and conspiring to traffic in opium or heroin. West, an English teacher at South Robinson High School, has been employed by the school since 1993. School officials said she was not at school on Monday. West was being held at the Cumberland County Jail on $15,000 bail.
Oof.
Next story, John. And this is the last story tonight. It's an abbreviated.
A truncated.
A truncated. Or do you say truncated? You say truncated. I say truncated.
Tomato, tomato.
Christian t-shirt company continues tradition of making t-shirts, which you won't get without biblical knowledge. This time around, Moses takes on gay cowboys. A Christian clothing company is riding into the controversy over Brokeback Mountain, the film about gay cowboys in love, by selling a t-shirt featuring Moses, the Ten Commandments, and homosexuals joining ancient Israelites dancing around a golden calf idol.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
The t-shirt carries a bold slogan. The original Ten Commandments broke back on the mountain. It has a Bible reference to Exodus 32:19, which states, he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses angered waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount. In his anger, Moses broke the two tablets of stone that the Ten Commandments were written on while walking back down the mountain. Noted the official release of the Florida-based Second Coming Clothing Company, so be sure to get your t-shirts. And that's the news.
All right, thanks, Phil McCracken Whitcomb on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott and Special Ed. Once again, Phil, fantastic news.
Yeah, great job, Phil, man. All right, what'd you think about that, Ed?
He was awesome. He's all ugly. Right. He's ugly.
Yeah. Get the fuck out now, Phil.
All right, Doug.
Get out. All right. See you later. Bye-bye now.
All right.
All right. See
fuck, I'm fucking apologist.
All right.
Fuck you.
Just bite us.
Bite me.
Phil's always so hostile when he leaves.
I think he wants to hang around, but we never
we kick him out. Yeah. Maybe we should have him Skype in next time or something.
Well, we'd like to thank our panel that was here for a little while until we had some issues.
Yeah,
that I got to work out. I'll get it all fixed. It'll be fine. I'll fix it.
Yeah, I mean, part two, it seems like it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. So who called in?
That would be Erica.
Erica.
And,
Spike
and Tony.
Butch Tony.
Butch Tony.
From Punky.
From Punky.
And?
Daisy. Daisy, right. Rachel. I'm stuck on Rachel, man.
Oh.
I called Erica Rachel, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I got to apologize for that technical difficulty. So, you know, to make up for it, we went long. So this one's going to be 60 minutes.
Oh, my word.
This is a 60-minute podcast, and this is part three
of the heavy metal episode.
That's right, of a three-part heavy metal episode, and we'd like to thank Special Ed, the Bush apologist, for coming down the street to hang out with John and Scott.
I think I need to brush up on my material.
And we have to get him back here, because we like to hear from the right once in a while. So thanks for coming. That was, you know, we really appreciate
my pleasure.
That. All right, so here we are, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got to get the F out of here, don't we?
That's right, man.
Shit.
Let's get this thing posted.
Yeah, let's get it posted. Let's
probably won't be until Tuesday night.
You could do it tonight, can't you?
No. No internets.
Oh, right.
So Tuesday night, maybe Wednesday morning. Who knows?
All right. Well, all right then, man. We're out of here.
Later.
See ya.
Peace.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.